to On the Water here. And this is Bill Hassinger, and I have Kip Purnell with me as well. And, brother, I'll tell you something. There's nothing like what we are going to be experiencing here this morning and every morning here on the show. I forget the name of the show. Do you remember what I call the show, Kip?
Out in the Wild Blue?
Well, no, it's not Out in the Wild. I guess we could call it Out in the Wild Blue if you want. We are on our way over here. We're on Lake Merton, and we're on our way over to the Dover Grounds, which is a very popular area for a great many of us here on Lake Sassafrania, which is the Indian.
Now, the Indian had it here. The Indian had it.
I'll say the Indian had it. They had it more than... That's a bad joke, but yeah, they had it all right. I've had it. That's the last. What was Geronimo's last word?
I've had it.
I've had it. You got that right. So we're on our way over now, over here to the Dover Landing. They call it Dover Landing because a small plane that was being piloted by Jerry Ermil, and you know him, you know his wife, he landed here, short of the runway over here at the flats, which is where they land most of the aircraft. It's not really a landing. It's nothing, really. It's not a landing strip. It's just an area where they land things, and you pray is what happens. They brought it down, and I'll tell you, it was... So they call this the Dover Landing because that's where he landed it, and I think they're from Dover, Delaware. All right, now look at it. We're just about ready to come up here on the flats here. This Dover Flats. And look at this. Look at this. This is going to be beautiful here. Kip is going to tell you a little bit about this area.
Now, you go find here your crappie.
Yeah.
And there's the Dave tail and the blue tail. Two different kind of tail on it, the Dave tail and the blue tail. I call it a Dave tail because the man that discovered the fish was Dave Anderson. And Dave, of course, has been a longtime resident here of the Dover Landing area.
Right. Now, the other fish you're going to find here, which I love it. It's a great sport fish. I enjoy it so very much. It's a crazy idea to try to communicate to you. I don't know. In a lot of ways, even though I am a fisherman and I try to blend in and I try to fit in around here, I have some very unusual thoughts, and I think about life in a deeper way than most of the... forgive me for saying this, Kip, because you're one of them. Than most of the idiots that live around here. And so while I do try to fit in and I do the old boy thing and I slap people on the back, At times I'm torn, I'm alienated, I'm lonesome, and so I, because I think of life weird.
Yeah, a lot of people have said that about you.
Well, you know what? I'm going to tell you this right now. If they don't like it, they can drop down and give it a big kiss. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand that.
Drop down, give it a bit, just put your lips on, yeah, try your lips on this and see how it fits. That's my philosophy of life. You don't like me, Bill Hassinger? Drop down and see how your lips feel on this. Just see if that's a nice tight fit.
Yeah, I understand that.
Now, Kip is using two kinds of bait. Don't tell the people what the bait is.
Well, here is, you see, salmon egg.
That's your salmon egg.
Yeah. Now, I like to use some of the Velveeta cheese, and I've never enjoyed eating that. God damn my wife. You know I love my wife.
Oh, I know you love Patsy. She's beautiful.
Yeah, but God damn her to hell for buying... You know.
Well, they're going to buy the Velveeta because, you know, the kids like it.
Yeah.
But it comes in handy for us out here because we use it. Guess what?
I'm going to get me a handful of dag traps.
Yeah, we're fishing for the dag trap today. And you heard Kip say he's going to get a handful because you can get 100 dag trap in the palm of your hand. Now, that doesn't sound like much of a fish. But when the end of the season comes and you're counting up the number of fish, first of all, you got 100 in the palm of your hand. Secondly, there's not much to them, but they fry up. So if you get about 1,000, you've got a decent lunch. Excuse me.
Now, the dag trap.
So we're going to try the dag trap today, even a little tiny fish, but it's got an enormous mouth, and it'll take a hook. It'll take everything. It can take what happened? I'd seen it here last week. Jim Jeffcoat,
he got a boat. He got pulled in.
Jim Jeffcoat, a friend of ours, got pulled in. And it was just terrible. So I don't want to get into it because I was contacted by the Lake Patrol. They asked me to identify the body. And I said, God Almighty, God Almighty. I said, don't you ever let his wife see that. Don't you? I grabbed the sheriff, the deputy sheriff was standing there. And you know how they are. They're on to their next job, and they don't really get it. You know, I'm looking at a friend of mine, a guy that I had loved, a man that I had admired for oh so many years. And he had gone in a school of about a half a million gag trap. And by the time they pulled him out, God damn it. And there's a deputy sheriff there from Susserteen County. This guy had come over from the substation, right?
Yeah, those guys, they're got their hands full.
I don't give a good God damn it they got their hands full. That's my friend laying there on that gurney. Or what's left of him. And this deputy sheriff, he's standing there playing with his flashlight, turning it on and off, looking to see if there's batteries. And I said, do you understand what you did? He said, yeah, I got the wrong size batteries. Ha, ha, ha. And I said, you know what? And I said some very choice words. I stormed out of there. I got back in my car and I did the only thing I could think to do. And that was to head over to Braley's and go ahead and buy that rod and reel I'd been looking at, you know.
Well, you've been looking at that long enough, you know. About time you buy that thing.
At that, you goddamn, excuse my French. That's exactly what I did. I went ahead, I bought it for the first time in my life. I did something that I've always had wanted to do, but, you know, bless his heart, the death of our dear friend, and his name I've completely forgotten now. I've tried to push it out of my mind. All right, so we're here. I'm not going to shut this boat. I'm not shutting it off. You know, I'll tell you the reason why I'm not shutting it up. The people here at Dover Landing, you've got the Whistletons, you've got the Cubblers, and you've got the Daners. Now, these three families seem to think they own the entire lake. And so if you sit here, even for about a half a minute, now, see, there they are there. Like, hey, how you doing? Yeah, you dirty... See, what they're doing, they're on the... Tell everybody they're doing, Kip.
They're standing there going to try to intimidate us, make us move.
I'm not moving. What's that, Jack? I'm not moving. I'm going to fish. I have a legal right to fish here. I've got a license and all of that. What's that? Yeah, that's very funny. No, it's not a dog license. It's a fisherman's license because you're looking at a man. See, I know you don't realize that because either you need glasses or you just think you're a comedian, but I'm a man, and I'm gonna fish here because the Lake Patrol has been out to see you. What is that?
Good cancel, Bruce.
I don't give a sweet Jesus. I know that Lake Resort Natural Resources come out to see you last week, and what'd you tell them then?
Get them on, damn it.
Uh-huh. Guess what? I'm here. See? So I guess whoever you think you know there, Jerry... Oh, get out of here. Every week, it's the same thing, folks, here on the Bill Hatchner and Kip Perneal Fishing Show. That's why I keep it running, though, because he's any minute now, he comes out of there with a shotgun. Yeah, here it is. Yeah. You think I'm scared? I'm not.
Get the one above the dealer.
You think I'm scared? I'm not. So you can kiss my ass on the county line. What do you think of that?
Go right.
Huh?
Go right.
Oh, I can't understand a word you say. You know something, man? You're just a mumbling, stuttering mother. God damn, this guy. All right, so what we're going to do now is we're going to get the line in the water here. See, they're all on it. Look at this. Look, see, right there. Is that his son?
Yeah, that's his son, Jerry.
Jerry, don't you follow in your father's footsteps and become a common criminal now. I said, don't follow in your father's footsteps and become the common criminality. You don't want to do that. They're coming out there, they got their shotguns, and they think they're all badass. Not gonna happen. So what we're gonna do is gonna get it in here. We're going for dag trap. As I said, nothing fancy. And a dag trap is gonna be something that is, I think, is a good eating fish if you get enough of them. You heard me say, well, you gotta get enough of these damn things, and yes, you do. But you also need to have enough of you need to have enough of a lead. God damn, did you see that? He just did that, didn't he?
Hey.
Turn that off. Hey, you think you're funny? Hey, let me tell you. Hey, man, I don't give a sweet GD. I told Natural Resources, goddamn son of a bitch, he's firing a weapon at me. How do you like that? Let's get the hell out of here, okay? Get out of here. I'll tell you, I'll be back. Huh? What do you say? Turn it off. Turn the goddamn thing off. Turn it off. What'd you say? Fuck you, shit. I'm out of here. Look at these These guys are out of their minds. These people that don't, they think they own this fucking lake. Excuse my language, folks. I can't take this bullshit. I swear to God. I'm gonna go over here now.
You know what we ought to do is go on to Sandy Land.
We're gonna go to Sandy Land. That Sandy Land is beautiful. Sandy Land is beautiful. Sandy Land is what I need. Sandy Land, I'll get the hell away. Those people at Dover Landing, they can all go straight to the devil. Do you love that or what? I'm over there fishing, legal, like a legal American man can, and out comes Tad Whitterly, and I told him, you know, he's pissed off, because I said, I was listening to Phil Henry's show, and I said, anybody named Tad has got some kind of orientation issue. And you know what I mean by that?
Yeah.
Yeah, and he said, you know something, you can give it a kiss. I said, well, that's my line, too. I said, you're really having a hard time this morning, man, trying to come up with your own material. And that's when I heard click, click, you know, and out comes Chuck. I said, you can all go to hell. All right, here we are, right here. This is, I love it right here. Look at this, right. Yeah. Now you see them all collecting around the boat. Now here, the dag trap over there. You know what? The dag trap at Dover Landing, I wouldn't eat anyway, because I got a feeling that Jerry and his family probably defecate in that water over there. I wouldn't know what in the hell. I wouldn't want to eat anything coming out of that water. So that's a damn good thing. Thank you very much, Jerry, for chasing us out of there. Now right here, look at it, see?
Yeah, they're all collecting around.
Yeah, they're collecting around. This is your clearing, and this is the blue clearing, and the sea clearing. Now they call it the sea clearing because a long, long time ago, they introduced the clearing into fresh water from the Mobile Bay over here. And we brought, you think I'm in Alabama? No, I'm not. I'm not in Alabama. No, not Mobile Bay, Alabama. No, this is a different Mobile Bay where we're at.
Well, don't tell them, though.
I'm not telling you what state we're in. No way. For two reasons. I want to save you the years of heartache of knowing that family there at Dover Landing. That's number one. And number two, I have been told by the Chamber of Commerce and a variety of people, this is the craziest thing. Ordinarily, Chamber of Commerce wants to promote business. They want to keep people out of here. The Chamber of Commerce was formulated and instituted and formularically created in the creationism so that no one will come anywhere near this town. It's a goofy idea, isn't it? Now, that's what they're here for, so. All right. Now, I'll tell you what, I'm going to ask my very good, close, personal friend here, Kip, very, very carefully, don't do it yet, man. You turn that engine off too fast, the fish know something's up. Because right now we're lulling the fish into thinking, oh, well, it's just a boat, see? And, yeah, that's it. Yeah, I like it. There you go. See, now it's just nice and quiet here. And what we're going to do is we're going to drop that in the water. And I'll look at this. Look at it. What do you think you're going to do with that, huh? Oh, you're a pain in the ass. You know that? You're a pain in the ass. You got a mouth on you? Let's get out of here. Fuck it. I'll find a better place to fish that no guy knows about. That's a promise from me to you.
Well, you say the thing there, folks.
Well, Kip, why don't you tell everybody?
Yeah, we've been dealing with this for a long time. It's no big thing. Don't worry about it. We've been dealing with it for so long. I'll tell you, you know what we ought to do is go over to Shepherd's.
Yeah, Shepherd's is good. Now, Shepherd's is a gas station and a snack shop and all of this. But because of all the people that are there eating lunch, and they throw garbage in the water, but the fish, it chums up some fish, some fairly decent-sized stetalines and a few catbirds, but I don't know if there's too many catbirds this time of year. We'll go over there, though. I'll tell you right now, I'm reporting that crazy-ass son of a bitch to the Beverdine County Sheriff's Office, and you know what? If they want me to come in and make a statement, I will do that.
Well, it's a long time to do that.
You're goddamn right I will. I'll go in, I'll make a statement, and tell them that son of a bitch fired a weapon. He dropped a weapon on me and discharged that weapon within the confines of Eppardine County, and on top of everything else, it's not even his right. That's not even his property he was standing on. He was standing on county property, as God is my witness. Am I right about that, Kip?
You goddamn right. I've seen him don't do that.
That's right. He was on county property. I was putting a life. God, I'll tell you, that guy's got a pair on him.
Woo! Woo!
I got to tell you something. I admire a man got a pair on him to take me on. in the middle of my TV show? Bullshit. How long before we get over here to Shepherd's?
I don't know. Well, I'm told that's on another lake.
What do you mean it's on another lake? I can't take a boat to another lake, Kip.
I understand that, but you talk about the people are eating lunch.
I know they're eating lunch over there. Son, I can't do... Oh, well, you dirty. Tell you what we're going to do here is... I'm going to tell you, we're going to check out for today. Turn the boat off, and we're going to check out for today. Look at, see, now he's still firing that weapon. You can't even... You know what? You don't have no range on that shotgun, son.
All right.
You ain't got no range. You ain't going to hit me with that goddamn thing, man. That's birdshot.
Get the bullet.
You ain't scaring me nothing, man. I ain't moving my boat. We'll see you guys in just a few. I'll tell you what. See you next week here on The Wide Open Spaces with me, Bill Hassinger, and Kip Pernille. All right, folks. We're going to get on the line here now. A gentleman who has, you know, has been a part of a major drug investigation, although he has been not necessarily... on the enforcement end or the investigative end or the police end of that. He has been on the perpetrator end, the suspect end. His name is Khalif Antamaya. He joins us by way of Skype here this morning from San Diego, California, where he has been testifying in a number of major drug trafficking trials. And also, actually, you haven't yet testified. You have testified before grand juries. Is that correct? Just that correct, bud?
Yeah, you talking to me?
Good morning. Good morning. I'm sorry, sir. Mr. Antamaya, you testified in front of the grand jury.
Yes, I have testified in front of three or four grand juries. I don't remember right now. But about three or four grand jury I testified, and I'm due to testify to another grand jury today.
And so you're going to be talking to a lot of grand juries about a lot of stuff.
Yes, I'm going to be talking to a lot of grand juries, and I'm trying to get a life for myself and my family in America.
Okay, I understand, and I know that you are a little bit reluctant to come on the show, right?
I'm not reluctant, but understand that I have the reputation as a businessman. You know, at one time I was a big name, but. Not no more, you know, and now I have to. I am at the mercy of the American authorities.
Well, at one time you were a big drug dealer. Now you're almost. What do they call you? You're on a hit list, aren't you?
Well, yes, you could say that I'm on a hit list.
There are people in Mexico that want to kill you.
Okay, you know, what I'm trying to do.
But isn't that true?
Yes, it's true. There's probably people who want to kill me, but what I'm trying to do now. Is testify these grand juries, get my name out of the newspaper, get my name off of you know, these podcasts, the radio, television, and then go and hopefully to purchase a home and live a life of a man in America to do the best I can.
What are you going to do? And I'm going to get into what led to this, but what are you going to do in your retired life, if you will?
Well, I want to do what other Americans do. I've picked out a home, is swimming pool, and it's got about 4,000 square feet, a tennis court. I don't make a lot of money, and nor has anyone given me the money. But I worked a couple of deals before I got into dealing drugs. I worked real estate, and I know a piece of land. I know the value of a home. I've done the comps.
Are you looking to get your real estate license here in the United States?
Yes, I hope so. I hope so, yes.
Would you be working under your real name, Khalif Antamaya?
I was hoping to, but if I do too many of these programs, people will connect that name to drugs and to murder and to...
Excuse me for a minute. How do you say... What do you say?
Was that a question?
Yeah, that's Bud Dickman. Bud, what is it?
Yeah, I just want to interrupt. How do you say the word murder?
I say the murder.
Murder? That's...
Yeah, that's not really good.
Well, that's the best I can do. I have a... Are these guys kidding?
No, but what is the point, you guys?
Well, I mean, I've got to say, murder, it's murder, man. If you want to come to this country and build a swimming pool and everything, you know, I think you should speak the English good.
Well, I'll tell you something right now. I think I speak the English better than you do, sir. And I don't know who you are, this other man, but I think I speak...
All right, let's move past that.
Yeah, but I mean, Mr. Indy, you guys gonna come to America, build a swimming pool and everything. I just asked the guy, say the word murder.
I said the word the best way I can. I said murder. That's how I can say it, you know.
Murder. Murder.
Who gives a sweet Jesus? The man's doing the best he can.
What's the point of this, bud?
I just want to hear the man say it. Now say it.
Hey, bud, back off.
Yeah, don't speak to me like that.
You can't even say murder.
I just said I said murder.
All right, fine. That's as good. Why don't you guys back off? What's your point?
I don't know. I don't like the whole thing.
You know, there's a lot of prejudice against Mexicans.
No, I don't think it's prejudice against Mexicans. It's probably prejudice against a man that was a drug dealer. Although I understand, sir, that you've cut certain deals with the government and you've become state's evidence, right?
Yeah, isn't that right?
Hey, you know something? I don't want to talk to this guy.
All right, hold on. Bud, you and Robert, shut up.
But ain't it right?
Shut up.
I'm not going to answer no question. This guy said the best I could. Murder,
Now, let me ask you this. Okay, Bud, shut up. Did you commit any murders?
Did I commit any murders? No, I did not commit no murders. Yeah, I said it good there because I was not pressured by this guy over here. I said the word good, don't you think?
Yeah, you did.
Okay. No, I did not commit any murder. God damn it.
Well, you had relaxed briefly after Bud gave you the what for, and now you're tensed up again. Why?
I'm wondering what kind of a show is this, you know?
This is a show that is simply doing what a lot of shows do. We're simply getting on people to interview.
Yeah, but I heard you do some kind of a goofy. Is this one of these silly goofy shows, you know?
What do you mean by that? You mean like a comedy show?
Yeah, is it trying to do comedy?
Well, you know, there you underline the word trying. You've got it.
I'm not the... I don't know. I want to be on a show that I'm some kind of a goofy bit, you know. I'm on the program here.
No, I understand, sir. And Mr. Antamea, we want to get the information. I'll ask Bud and I'll ask Robert to back off. Because, you know, even though I know you guys think you're asking serious questions, when you ask a question, it comes off as shtick.
All we want to do is have the guy say murder, right? And he did say it right.
I said it right when I relax. But when you two, you two asses... You put both you guys together, you would not make one good, decent ass. And I guess you're laughing at that, right?
Yeah, pretty funny.
Well, I said that because it came to my heart and to my mind as a searing insult. If I put the two of you together, I couldn't make one decent ass. Not one decent ass. You two might be the ass cheek, but where's the asshole? I mean, even the two of you together doesn't make that, so... That's how I feel about how I've been treated on this program so far this morning.
All right, we're talking with Khalif Antamea.
But that was a good sort of a good lockout, right, for a break?
No, it's not a good lockout. What's going on here, anyway?
What do you think, you're going to be a radio host?
I'm listening to this thing you guys are doing. I think I could do better if you want to interview a drug dealer.
No, I don't want to... I'll interview the drug dealer, you, the best way that I know how. And just allow me, sir, to carry on the business of this show, and we'll be right back with you. And you guys, shut up.
You two, no one cares about how angry you... Why do you feel you could abuse this man?
Well, why not, man? The guy's a drug dealer. Yeah, why can't we... He's nothing. He's the lowest thing that there ever has been.
That's fine. If I want you to do that, I'll tell you to do that. Say the word murder.
The guy can't even do it. He's going murder.
He is saying it real weird, Phil. He's talking like he's got a... He's talking like he's got something in his mouth. Something sideways in his mouth that's exerting pressure on one of the cheeks.
Yeah, I'll say it's exerting pressure on a cheek.
And nobody laughed at that, Robert.
Cricket, shut up, man. It's just as funny as anything you say. Cricket.
Okay, thank you. So Mr. Antamea will be back with us here. This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. Very happy to be with you guys. And if you don't have a backstage pass to our radio show, by God, you've got to do it. You've got to get it. You've got to crawl all over it and love on it, because a backstage pass to the world-famous Phil Henry Show is worth its weight, man, in gold, I'm telling you. All you got to do is go on over to our homepage and click on that little thing there that says subscribe, and then you subscribe. And with a backstage pass, either a six-month or a year or a month, you can get either all audio or you can get all access. You have access to the show, and we're talking about over 10,000 to 15,000 hours of audio That's full radio shows going back many generations of the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, including over 200 episodes of our current podcast, all of our classic podcasts. We have the classic podcast three times a week. Well, you can't beat it, man. It's the Phil Hendry Show at philhendryshow.com. A backstage pass. Subscribe to the greatest audio entertainment the world has ever known. Guys have to bust my balls, you know.
No one's trying to bust your balls, sir. I'm sorry. And if that's how it is being perceived, I apologize.
Khalif Fontamea on the line with us. Sir, so you were arrested in Mexico, and at that time, you met American as well as Mexican authorities?
Yes, that's correct. What happened?
And by the way, I don't mean to interrupt you. We're talking to Mr. Fontamea here. He's in San Diego by way of Skype. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, what happened, I met with the Mexican authorities, I met with the American authorities, and they had said to me at the time, you know, look, Mr. Fontamea, we know, you know, there has been a lot of business you have been involved in. Before we charge you with these crimes, we'd like to know if you'd like to cooperate with authorities both here in Mexico as well as United States. I said, the United States... I perked up at that. I said, you guys in Mexico, you're not able to give a fly. You couldn't give a fly a good life in a garbage dump. But America, let's talk turkey, you know. And the Mexicans were upset with that.
And so you insulted the Mexican police.
I did, yes, because they have had in different wanted... posters and these flyers, they paint a mustache on me, they mock me. They had a lot of fun at my expense, a lot of fun. And I said to them, but just think of what you're going to be missing. You're not going to have Khalif Fontamea to kick around no more, you know. And they go, oh, you take a page from Nixon, huh? I said, maybe I do. And that's when I turned to the American police. I said, let's talk some turkey, because I don't want to talk to this schmuck. And I said, get this cop out of here, and they removed the Mexicans.
Now, so you refused to speak to the Mexican authorities. You spoke directly to the American police. And you say that's because they were not respecting you?
I just didn't think the Mexican authorities were in any position to give me anything substantial, because I know the Americans would pressure them. And so I said, look, I said, you two guys, you go pound your paper, go sell your papers, you know. Go take a powder, you know, go off and powder your nose like a woman that you are. I told it to, and I said, now let's talk turkey. I talked to the Americans.
No, you basically insulted these Mexican police.
Yeah, I did, because they, to me, you know, and a lot of guys in my position, you know, the Mexico police is chump change, you know. These guys, they couldn't find their ass with both hands. But for me, the best play was to go ahead and go down, you know. Have you ever heard that song, Mr. Henry? South of the border, down Mexico way. Well, for me, it's south of the border, and my ass is grass, south of the border. But north of the border, down Mexico way. Yeah, something like that, but I didn't...
You didn't think that Mexico was going to give you a fair shake?
No, not at all.
So you went ahead and you cut a deal with the American authorities, and now you're... spilling your guts. Excuse me, I don't mean to put it that way, but you're talking now to the grand jury.
Yeah, see, that's the problem. A lot of people think that I'm in there squealing like a pig, you know, like somebody stuck one up me, and I'm going, eee! You see, you go ahead and laugh if you want the funny, man. This, for me, is my pride.
Well, you're the guy that made the sound effect, sir.
What?
You're the guy that went, eee! Like that.
Yeah, you made the sound effect, I'm going to go laugh at you.
Everybody might want to laugh at me, and that is your right.
I think you're entitled, obviously, Mr. Fontamea, to the respect that you so richly deserve, if you deserve it. But you were spending your life dealing drugs. Did you deal near schools?
I don't know if we did. I told the guys not to do it, but you don't know what they're doing. I said, not near schools. I don't want any of that, but you don't know what they're doing. Are you going to break my cast and ask for this? I have said repeatedly that as a drug dealer, I was probably in the top 5th percentile of guys that tried to do the good, you know, do it good.
Oh, get out of here, man. Don't try and rehabilitate yourself with that, okay?
Well, that's...
No, we're not going to buy that one, Mr. Adameo.
We're talking to Khalif Adameo, who is a drug dealer from Mexico, has been cooperating with American authorities, has been testifying before a variety of grand juries, and eventually says he wants to have a normal life here in the United States.
Yeah, I think they promised him a normal life in America, and he can, I don't know, I guess he's going to go to, I don't know what he's going to do.
He'll live in America. He's going to try to have a regular life and, I don't know, do whatever it is that he does.
Well, what is this about buying a swimming pool?
He said he worked in real estate in Mexico and that perhaps, he's going to have an opportunity to wheel and deal here in the States. We're going to be right back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Here's Tech 9. We'll be back with more from Mr. Adameo here. Some football news. The Jets over the Steelers 20-13. So just when Rex Ryan looked like he was... looked like they were going to pull the trigger on his stupid ass, the New York Jets pull one out of their pants. And the guy that led the charge was, of all people, Michael Vick. He was a quarterback for the New York Jets. And this is a guy, Roethlisberger, that had come off two games throwing 12 touchdown passes. So maybe he thought he could do nothing wrong. We'll be right back. Phil Henry Show.
This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California.
I can't.
When they see the man easy, I'm easily beast, and my hand is in my belt. What? I'm independent and I'm feeling myself. Yeah. A flunk I won't be. Yeah. I bumps the trunk, see the ladies pop the monkey and drop the donkey. Yeah. They want
to. Yeah, Michael Vick had two touchdown passes. Michael Vick, two touchdown passes, 7.3 yards per pass, 132 passing yards, 10 attempts, 18 attempts, 10 completions. So he was over 50%. It was a pretty good football game for Michael Vick. And maybe, just maybe, he'll learn how to throw out of the pocket and become the quarterback that he... Now, again, I'm not talking about him, you know, torturing animals.
Well, a lot of people think that that's over and done with.
Yeah, but Michael Vick paid the price for that, and people have moved on.
No, people have not moved on, man. Let's just get something straight. Nobody's moved on. Torturing dogs, you don't move on. Here's where I've moved on, okay?
What are you yelling at me for?
Because I'm yelling. I want to get this through the heads of a lot of these people. Michael Vick did not murder anybody. Michael Vick tortured animals, okay? Now, that to me is a very serious crime. It shows a sociopathy. It shows a lack of empathy. It shows a dangerous personality trait. Or, if you will, personality. Dangerous. Dangerous. Guy like that can do that to animals. He can do it to human beings. Now, let me just say something, man. He hasn't committed that crime. He's paid his debt to society. I understand that. And I think he should be allowed to play in the National Football League, and that's what he's doing. And I think he should be allowed to pursue his profession. That's what he's doing. And if he wins for the Jets, if he is playing well, if he's a stand-up player, I give him his due. I like to watch football, and I give individuals their due. I don't know the personal lives of all of these people. I don't know the personal traits of all these people. If I'm going to single out Michael Vick, then I'm going to single out everybody.
Well, Phil...
No, I haven't finished. Hold on. But it doesn't mean that I'm not aware of it. It doesn't mean that I don't hold it against him. I do. Do I think he should be punished further? No. Just as a man, as a human being, I know what kind of a piece of shit he is. And that's just going to be the way it is until he somehow demonstrates off of the football field that he's something other than what he is. Now, if people don't understand that, I don't give a shit. I watch him play football. He's a great football player. I mean, at times. He ain't won shit. He's got to learn how to quarterback in the National Football League and quit with the whole bullshit. These guys that run with the football, I don't know how many times we got to say it. I don't know how many times it has to be demonstrated. I don't know how many times it has to be shown that these people that don't know anything about the pro game start trumpeting the Tim Tebows of the world and the Cam Newtons of the world and all these guys, and these guys don't win shit. They never have and they never will. And don't give me this Fran Tarkenton bullshit or John Elway or Roger Staubach. Those guys were not running quarterbacks. They were scramblers. They were guys that learned how to scramble looking for a receiver. They didn't take off as a function of the offensive attack and run the football as a piece of the overall offensive attack. That was not what they did. Staubach and those guys, they scrambled because they needed to buy time.
Well, so what are you saying about Michael Vick?
I'm saying Michael Vick has the potential to be a great quarterback. Michael Vick, off the field, is a piece of shit as far as I'm concerned. I don't care if he paid his debt to society, but that's my opinion, and I get to have my opinion. I get to have my opinion. But I'm not saying he should be kept from playing football, and I'm not saying he should be kept from playing, from pursuing his profession. I'm not saying that at all. But I got my my opinion about the guy. And that's all there is to it, and it ain't ever going to change. And unless, of course, as I say, he does something to redeem himself as a man and not just as a football player. But these guys, this guy yesterday on Twitter, I got into it with some asshole on Twitter who said that, you know, everybody, it's 3 years ago, everyone's forgotten about it. No one's forgotten about it. You have, stupid, but nobody else has. I know more about what Michael Vick can do on a football field than 90% of these guys that think they support him. I know more about what that guy is capable of than 90% of these assholes that that love his ass. All they know is they see a guy, they're big fans of him, and they want him to come back and play ball. It's exactly what he's doing. But this dude is you know, he has been convicted of a very serious, more than serious, it is an indication of a really disturbed, destroyed, abnormal personality. You have got something wrong with you, man. There is a really fucked up brain set going on there.
All right, okay. You gave your speech of the day, for Jesus' sake.
Well, I think we get it.
All right, well, thank you. Thank you. And he had a great game, and he won, and good for him. All right, getting back here to the Phil Hendry Show. On the line is Khalif Renteria, Antamea, whatever the hell his name is. I don't know. I forget. Is he on the line?
We lost the connection. Get it back here.
He is a drug dealer from... okay... is this Mr. Antamea?
Yes, good morning.
Yeah, where are you now, sir?
Well, I've decided to do some house hunting while I was waiting on a line, so I'm over here in sitting in the backyard of a home I'm looking at.
That sounds like a beautiful... I can't tell, I can't see anything, because we're using Skype audio only, but it sounds like quite a... It sounds like a almost...
Sounds like a rainforest.
Yeah, it sounds like a rainforest.
Well, it's a piece of property that we're looking at, yeah.
Is that a big piece of property?
It's got some amenities, yeah. It's, there's a rainforest here and a walkway, and I like it here. It reminds me of Jalisco, which is my home state.
Wow, okay. So do you have a lot of money that saved up?
I don't know. I don't have a lot of money, but I know how to cut a deal. And I know what I'm going to need here, you know, in America. I'm going to need something... That is private. There are people, obviously, that, as you said, are looking for me. I need privacy, and I need something to relax me, because the last 7 years of my life being on the run from a federal authority in Mexico, federal authority in America, has caused a great deal of strain. I need to... See, you hear that? That's that is a native a bird... not a cockatoo. It's called a... it was there on the... Forgive me, but it's on the Fruit Loop box.
Oh, the bird on the Fruit Loops box is called a macaw.
Ah, the macaw, yeah. See? Ah, yes. See, it reminds me of Mexico. And I need to hear that. I need to have the sound of the macaw in the background. So I'm at peace for the first time in my life.
You know, Mr. Henry was just talking about Michael Vick and what a piece of dirt he was. Because he tortured a dog, but still, he's out of prison and should be allowed to live his life. You feel that way about you?
Do I feel?
Do you feel that you should be now allowed to live your life and no one can bring up your drug dealing past?
I think people are going to bring up my drug dealing past. Is it fair? No, I don't think it's fair. I paid my debt to society. I did what the authorities want me to do.
And you don't think you're a rat, huh?
Let me ask you something, General.
No, I think that's a... Do you think you're a rat?
Hold on. Let me ask you something, General, if you don't mind.
So you can't answer the question directly, huh?
I want to answer your question. Let me ask you something.
You're answering by asking a question.
No, all right, let me answer. No, I don't think I'm a rat.
You don't think you're a rat?
He answered your question, General. Now let him clarify it.
Go ahead, shit.
All right, I mean, You say that you want that answer. I'm going to give you the full answer. I said, no, I don't think I'm a rat, because a rat is someone who keeps the confidence of a criminal. A rat is someone who rats doesn't speak the truth, in my opinion. A rat is someone who is only going to protect the criminals that he is working for. I will not protect a criminal. I talked to the authorities in America. I talked to the authorities in Mexico. I talked to anyone, and I said to them, I said that Khalif Antamaya will not keep his silence. So I don't think I'm a rat. I think I'm one of the good guys.
Well, look, I would agree with that, Mr. Anime. I think that speaking to the police is not being a rat. That's being a good citizen. Although some people would say that...
Well, you know, some people would say because you were dealing drugs, you got a good deal for yourself.
I don't think that's fair. I think we need to hear the man out. He is doing a public service.
Yeah, you see, I am doing a public service.
Do I see what?
That there's a few people that are on my side here.
Well, look, I'm not saying you're a bad guy for talking to the police, but I think you're doing it for ulterior motives, having nothing to do with being a good citizen.
You know, I would say this to you, General. Whatever I do it with, I blow my nose first. You know? I blow my nose first.
That's not funny. You're in no position to make a joke.
I'm in no position, so I can't even joke about you sounding like you got half of a plate.
You got a plate in his head, yeah.
So you do have a plate in your head.
Okay, forget about whether he's got a plate in his head, because we are talking to you, and you are in a very, very beautiful place.
Yes, that's the sound of the macaw. You hear it? Ah, rah, rah. That makes me feel like I'm at peace. That makes me feel like I'm in my home. I need to know that I'm deep in the jungle, you know.
Well, you were deep in the jungle for a while there, on the run from a fellow drug dealers and the police and the federal troops.
Yes, but now I'm deep in the jungle, protected by the police, but also, yes, there's drug dealers that want to kill me, and maybe my entire family. But to hear the macaw, to hear the bird, to hear the rainforest as it comes alive every day, and to be deep in the rainforest, to look and see a beautiful pool of water, a lagoon that I could dive into, to hear the waterfall of the lagoon, you have no idea. You have no idea what it means to me.
So you're a man who has been on the run, and you're tired now.
I am tired. I'm very tired, Mr. Henry.
Tell us what it was like being on the run. Tell us how it feels now, being ensconced there in that beautiful estate.
When you're on the run, you don't know whether you're going to live or whether you're going to die. You don't know whether you're going to live. You don't know if you're going to die. You don't know if you will be. You don't know if you won't be. You do be, don't be. If you remember Romper Room, I remember as a child to see the TV show Romper Room. And they would say to me on the TV, are you a doobie or you don't be? And I used to laugh as a child will do. And as a child, when I laughed, I would think, haha, listen to the lady. She talks like somebody slap her face and she has no mind left. Am I a doobie or a don't be? What do I look like to you? To me, you look like chump change. I would look in the mirror some days. And I would say that to myself. I would say to myself, Khalif, you're nothing more than chump change. And I say, someday I will no longer be the chump change. Someday I'm going to be what I have always wished to be, a man. My father named me Khalif because it means... he said it meant the sun and the moon and everything, but I think it means something else. But my mother would say, what do you mean? He says, my son will be the moon. He will be the sun. He will be the moon, and then he will be the sun.
So you're the moon and the sun and the moon and the sun.
You know something, General? Forget it.
Okay, I understand Khalif Antamaya. I keep saying Renteria because it sounds so much like that name. Forgive me, I don't mean to carve it up, you know.
No, it's fine, because if you keep saying that, some other guy is going to get popped. I don't want that to happen, you know, but... I mean, I'm just trying to say my father wanted a better life for me. And,
well, it looks to me like you've got the better life now that you're living in a jungle or a rainforest or whatever.
I'm not living in a jungle or rainforest. I'm looking at this piece of property. If I'm lucky, I might be able to afford it. But Khalif Antamaya cannot stay in one place too long. Khalif Antamaya must move like an animal in the night, in the dark. I must keep moving. Listen, even as the macaw talks to me, I know I must move. I am Khalif Antamaya. I gotta move. I gotta move, I gotta stick, and then I gotta move again, you know. You see? Right there.
Yeah, what about it, man? So it's a bird. Big deal.
You know something, man? You don't get it at all. I'm talking to Mr. Henry. I'm talking to the people who want to hear me. You, with the plate in the head, you don't get it at all.
Yeah, but Bud gets it real good.
Bud, I told you and Robert to shut up. All right, Mr. Anime, I appreciate you talking with us as we hear the macaw in the backdrop, as you seek to start a new life here in the United States, there in a rainforest. Is this in San Diego?
Yes, I'm in San Diego. This is the property of Nelson Archibuda. Do you know him? You ever heard of him?
I know Nelson Archibuda. That's another shady guy.
Well, shady? God damn. Hey, Nelson, did you hear this? Shady. This guy is a... He deals in precious stones, okay? Does that make a guy shady?
What do you know about him, General?
I know this guy. This guy's dirty right up to his eyeballs. He's pink right up to his underwear.
Pink up to his... Did you get a load of this guy?
All right, look, we can... that'll be a conversation for another day. Mr. Antamea, appreciate everything. Appreciate your candor. Appreciate your cooperation with the enforcement authorities of both Mexico and America in trying to find these people that are dealing and destroying both societies. So to that extent, we do appreciate that.
Yes, but to the extent that you're looking just to get yourself a piece of rainforest...
I must have... look, what I said to you is...
No, I know. You got a stick and move, and you travel at night... In the dark, in the night. Fuck it.
Hey, let me ask you something, Mr. Ernie, if I could.
Go ahead. We have to break, though.
All right, but what is it with you guys breaking my balls? I came on this program to talk to you. Shh. What is that? Hey, Billy, the microphone fouled up. Did you hear me?
I can hear you, yeah.
What is it with you guys come to me, Khalif Antamea, to break my balls? I told you.
Okay, where is the...
We lost the line.
You better call him back, man. I want to make sure that everything's okay.
Yeah, I will.
Just call him back on your cell phone or a landline, okay? That is Khalif Antamea, currently cooperating with authorities. You cool?
Yeah. We just lost the line. Are you making a move tonight through the jungle? What? Oh, you're gonna stay there? Okay.
What did he say?
I asked him if he's making his move tonight through the jungle. He said, no, it's somebody's backyard now. He's not in a real jungle.
Well, I could have told you that, man.
Well, why is he talking about he needs to stick and move?
He was saying when he was on the run from the... Anyway, there he is, Mr. Khalif Antamea. Thank you very much, sir. We appreciate that, your candor. And we realize it's not an easy thing. It certainly is not an easy thing for you to be involved in. All right, we'll be back here. World famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. It is a Monday. It's so bitchin' to be here, y'all. Stephen Bozell is going to join us to discuss here on the Phil Henry Show the Kim Kardashian photograph. He has some questions and some concerns. Mr. Bozell, as I said, had made a few phone calls to news agencies around Southern California. Steve, right now, is at the Corona Daily. Is that the newspaper down there, Steve?
Right now I'm at the Corona Recycler. I'm trying to get some news in here. I'm talking to Dave Barwell, and he runs the Recycler, and he says they only take lawnmower ads, and I said I know that, but none of the other newspapers want to talk to me, so I think we've struck a deal where I may be able to get my comments in there.
Why are you trying to get your comments in about Kim Kardashian and the Recycler?
Because as I just indicated, Ms. Gray, no one wants to talk to me. Hold on for a minute. Hey, Dave? Steve Bozell, I called you earlier from my cell phone. Can you get my commentary about Kim Kardashian in the rear end? Well, we're going to see.
What? Margaret's question's a good question.
Why would you want your comments in the Recycler?
Because no one wants to put them in.
Well, look, Bozell, if nobody wants to put your comments into a regular newspaper, why do you think the Recycler will do it?
Because I'm paying them. Okay, I'm paying them. This is an ad that I'm going to take out in the Recycler. And I'll pay them. I'll tell you something right now. You know, you can laugh if you want to, but I'll make it worth their while. Don't even worry about that. I'll make it worth their while. I'll give them top dollar if they give me a good, you know, several lines and maybe one half a column or something like that.
And the Recycler, and what are your comments?
My comments are very simply this. The Kim Kardashian photograph that we're all aware of that came out yesterday and was the Kim Kardashian photograph that came out yesterday. God, I'm nervous now. I can't even.
Why don't you get your comments together, okay?
Yeah, I've got a little bit.
Why is he nervous?
Because of the fact that he's, you know, you sort of caught him unawares with that Recycler.
Well, that Recycler thing is bullshit.
All right. Tell you what we're going to do here is, yeah, it is. As a matter of fact, the Recycler ad, Steve, I think makes you look really, really bad, dude. So I would definitely table that if you possibly could.
Well, I mean, it's not even news. If you have to pay to put something in the news...
No, I agree with you. You're a fantasy football fanatic and you haven't checked out FanDuel.com? Please talk big or go big at FanDuel.com. Don't wait. You're missing out on cash prizes. Why FanDuel.com? It's weekly. Weekly fantasy football sets you up to win. Here's how. Say your players get hurt or they don't perform. There's no waiting for next season. Make new picks, start over next week, and set yourself up to win immediate cash payouts every week. You're as big of a fantasy football fanatic as I am. I know that. So join me at FanDuel.com. Over $10 million in real cash payouts happen every single week. Play for as little as a buck with no upfront fees, no long-term commitment, and play in as many leagues as you want, all at the same time. First time on FanDuel.com? Well, you're in luck, my friend. Go there, click on the mic, enter promo code HENDRIE, H-E-N-D-R-I-E, and they'll match your initial deposit up to $200. That's free cash. Enter HENDRIE at FanDuel.com. That's FANDUEL.com. Promo code HENDRIE. Offer ends soon, so sign up today, FanDuel.com. All right. The fake letter, sometimes titled The Secret of Love. And what happened to Steve Bozell?
Oh, Steve is on the line. He wanted to talk about Kim Kardashian's ass.
Well, sorry, Steve. I forgot. I thought we were going to... Forgive me, Steve. You there?
Yeah, I'm here. I've been listening to you going crazy. And I thought I was going to have a chance to talk about it.
I know. I thought I was going to give you the chance to talk about it, but we are in the middle. Now, you're over there at the recycler.
Yeah, I'm at the recycler. I want to get an editorial opinion about, you know, what I'm doing.
An editorial opinion up about what you're doing.
Yeah. And what I want to do is I want to get Kim Kardashian to release the other photographs that I know have been taken. I'm quite sure these photographs have been taken, and no one's going to tell me that the photographs haven't been taken.
What are these photographs?
This is the part where I would appreciate it, Ms. Gray, if you would either leave the room or cover your ears, because it is not suitable.
What are you talking about?
What I've got to say to you, I'd like Ms. Gray to cover her ears up.
I'm not covering my ears up for anything, Mr. Bozell. I'm a journalist myself. I've heard it all, I've done it all, I've seen it all.
Oh, my God. You've done it all.
I'm not talking about anal sex, you dirty little...
All right, hold on for a minute. You still there, Steve?
Yeah, I dropped the phone.
You're not... So what is it you have to announce?
Like I said, Ms. Gray...
I'm not putting my hands over my ears.
Okay, then I'll go ahead and say it. I want Kim Kardashian to release the other photos that I know were taken, because releasing these photos of her large butt has only fully intrigued men who are interested in that... Okay, in the butt. And I've talked to men over where I work, my company, B&B Construction, and I've talked to these guys who've essentially said to me, well, you know, look, we're, you know, normal men, and we are guys who are, we're normal men, and we're guys who like women with big cans, but we also want to see the butt shots, too. And I said, okay, if you're like me, you want to see the butt shots, you want to go all the way. They said, yes, sir. I said, okay, that's why I will call up the recycler and try to get the editorial puppy. Hold on for a minute. Hey, Dave, Steve Bozell, you going to put that... He's ignoring me, Phil.
So you're standing around in the office of the recycler trying to get some editorial published, and you won't tell me what it is?
Yeah, I will tell you what it is.
All right, well, hold on. We have to take a break.
God damn, man.
Well, Phil, don't keep telling the man that you're going to, you know, hear what he has to say and then take breaks.
I've had to take breaks. This whole first segment of this whole show just completely went up in smoke here 15 minutes ago when all of a sudden I see FanDuel and oh, that's right. Well, I got to get the copy and I got to, you know, I know it was emailed to me and I know that it should have been printed off and I know that I printed off all the news and I know all this other good shit, you know, but we can't seem to get our fucking shit together. And then on top of everything else, the thing is,
Well, you want to keep going on about this? You got to read the goddamn... Give me this. I'll do it.
Look, General.
Give me. I'll do it. Ladies and gentlemen, this is General Galen Shaw. Please forgive the young impertinent man who's hosting this program.
General.
No. Now, I'm telling you right now, you sit there and keep your big mouth shut.
Yeah, Mr. Harry. Better do what he says.
You can't tell me what to do.
I'm telling you what to do. Sit down. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to apologize on behalf of the Phil Henry Show for this jackass going off like a little baby... All right, so you got some tough times. So somebody didn't put the copy up for you. What a big... Crying like a big baby. What's the matter, Henry? You need your mommy.
Well.
Yeah, that's what you need, your mommy. Well, let me tell you something. If you're a man, in other words, if you're a man, which means you've got a penis, two balls, and yes, you use them regularly for a variety of things, FanDuel.com is for you. If you're not, step off.
General.
I said to step off. Now, FanDuel.com has got millions, I mean millions of dollars, to contribute to you and yours, if you're good enough. Now, of course, we don't know whether you're good enough, do we? I can look at a lot of you, and I wouldn't think you're good enough to go out pee-picking. In fact, you look like a bunch of pee-pickers to me that flunked the pee-pick remedial class 101. That's pee-pick. And
all right, General, we get it.
All right, so make your new picks, not pee-picking, football picks. And you can start over in a week if you carve that a new ass. That's right, set yourself up to win immediate cash every single week. If you're as big a fantasy football fanatic as I am, General Galen Shaw, then you should play FanDuel.com. If it's your first time on FanDuel.com, you're in luck. Go there, click on the mic, and enter the promo code Henry, and they'll match your initial deposit up to $200. That's free cash. Enter Henry at FanDuel.com. That's FanDuel.com, FanDuel.com. Promo code Henry. The offer ends soon, so sign up today.
That's very good.
Yay, General. Good job.
Now, that's how you do it. Talking like a little girl over there.
You're right, I lost my temper.
You better go down. Just buck up and let's get going, okay? We've got a hump, a whole lot of clicks, man, before the sun sets. I want all you guys, all you swinging dicks, everybody get in line.
Would you please watch it?
Sorry.
All right, so, you know, Stephen Bozell, thank you very much. FanDuel.com, longtime great sponsor. Steve, so you were saying.
Yeah, okay, so I was saying the following. And you wanted me to, I know why you said take a break, because you wanted to build up the excitement and build up the excitement and build up the excitement. I understand that. But to me, this is not excitement at all. To me, what Kim Kardashian did by showing the big butt and getting people like myself intrigued, because I always, it was my understanding that I was supposed to like big, you know, big breasts.
What do you mean of your understanding?
Are you kidding me? Every time when I grew up, it was Playboy magazine or go straight to hell. It was Playboy magazine or don't let no one come back alive. And so I was, over there as a kid looking at all these big boobs. And then the next thing I know is along comes Kim Kardashian, and they, what they did is they showed me her big butt. So now here's my thing. If Kim Kardashian, has the big butt, I'm figuring there's got to be other pictures out there.
Why are you so nervous?
Because I'm having a hard time articulating it.
What other pictures are out there?
I think there's pictures of her.
Of her what?
Of her anus.
Oh, what a dirty... You know, you're a filthy-minded...
Yeah, I told you wouldn't understand.
Well, so there's pictures of her... So what?
Okay, so there's more pictures than what have met the eyes. And if you're going to go all the way, then you better go all the way. That's my philosophy, and I talked to Scooter Jackson, I talked to Cliff Pettigrew, I called up Roy Hutchins this morning, I said, hey, what's up, Roy? And he said, what do you want? I said, don't you think there's more pictures out there of the Kim Kardashian? And he said, what are you talking about? I said, I think there's pictures of the butthole. And he said, God damn, and he hung the phone up because I know I'd hit a nerve with him. I know that I'd said something to him, and he said, he's digging on it. So I said to him, hey, look, I'm telling you right now, I think there is. And Roy said, what were you going to do? I said, I'm going to take out an editorial opinion in the Recycler. And he said, he made fun of me like he usually do. He called me a small-timer, a ham and egger. He called me Little Red Riding Hood. Said I'm a tomato can, all this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And so I've gone ahead. I pushed ahead.
Well, what about these other guys, Cliff Pettigrew and the rest of these guys?
What difference does it make? It's an absolutely childish and ridiculous idea to get Kim Kardashian to release photographs of her anus.
I'm sorry, what?
We heard you, Margaret.
Of her anus.
Oh, yeah, okay. That's what I thought you said.
I'm a lady. I'm not going to yell this out.
That's why I told you to put your hands over your ears.
Well, I will. At this point, now that I know what this is about, yes, I will put my hands over my ears.
All right, so you want to do that?
La, 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 la.
Put your hands over yours, Margaret.
La la.
Don't, Margaret.
What?
Don't sit there with your hands over yours going la 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 la.
I don't want to hear what you're talking about because you're talking about Kim Kardashian's
anus.
Yeah, that, I mean, that's what we're talking about.
You know what? I hope all of you men really wake up one day and realize how disrespectful you've been to the women of the world, and it's too late. You're in an aircraft that is plummeting to Earth on fire. Excuse me. I'll take this, this. That's my coffee cup.
No, it is. It's mine.
Well, give me that, and I'll be outside if you need me.
You going outside?
I'm going outside the studio.
All right, Steve, to wrap this up.
To wrap it up, I mean, what I'm saying is the following thing. I know there's pictures of the butthole. And
so what do you? Well, why do you want to see those?
Because what they basically said is, here it is. It's all beautiful and round and oiled up, but they're not showing you the real story. The real story is, you pulled. God damn it! I don't know how to say it and be a gentleman. You know.
Well, bringing the whole thing up is not very gentlemanly.
Well, if you show a woman's butt.
If you show a woman's butt, then you ought to show her asshole. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, sir.
Well, then spit it out, for Christ's sake. You know, I got Henry on the one hand, I got you on the other. You guys are really tightening my jaws this morning.
Yeah, tell him, you tell him, man. I agree with the general.
Yeah, I do, too.
All right, so what?
Would you call me a big baby?
I'm calling both you and Henry big babies. If that's what you say you want to see, then say it. Now, I don't know why is that a big thrill for you?
I'm not saying it's a big thrill, but they're not telling 100% of the story. If you're going to take a picture of a lady's button.
Oh, Jesus, this fuck. Are you crying?
All right, let's calm down here for a minute.
Well, somebody's got to take charge.
I got charge of this, don't worry. Hey, Steve, what are you getting upset about?
Well, I'm just saying, nobody understands what I'm trying to say.
I hear what you're saying. You're saying that the photographs only tell part of the story, is that it?
They're right there, that's what you're down. That's what I want to say.
Okay, so they tell part of the story. When you take a picture of a human being and they are not wearing any clothes, I suppose there's all kinds of stories there that aren't being told. There's all kinds of angles and all kinds of portions of the human anatomy that are not going to be revealed, no matter what. It depends. I remember there was a time, I shouldn't say I remember because I was a little kid, but I know that there was a time because I was stealing a lot of those. I mean, I wasn't stealing them.
Yeah, you find them on railroad tracks.
Yeah, I was finding them on railroad tracks that Playboy and most of those magazines never showed a woman's genitalia. And then finally, sometime in the late 60s, early 70s, that went out the window.
Yeah, but I mean, there was nothing but Bush then.
All right, let's not get...
Oh, my God.
Stop being graphic. But the point is, there are... these things are rolled out slowly but surely. These things become a part of the culture. These things become a part of the... a part of the images that we see very slowly. You can't say, well, there's Kim Kardashian's ass, let's see her asshole.
I'm not saying I get a thrill.
Yeah, you are. You're saying you probably get a thrill seeing that.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying, why don't they show it?
Well, they're not showing it on account of what Mr. Henry said.
When do you think they will, Mr. Henry?
How the hell would I know when do I think they will? They show it in porn movies all the time. They show it in Penthouse. They already show just everything that a woman has to show or to show to the world. They already show. Kim Kardashian's a celebrity.
Yeah, well, see, that's the whole thing that I'm saying. Just because she's a celebrity means she gets to show the butt all, you know, oiled up. If that was a regular woman, they just throw her up there. And they wouldn't oil it. They wouldn't put makeup on. They'd have her out there in the noonday sun. And she'd be sitting there in a photo shoot sweating, probably having, probably getting a rash or I don't know. And
What I want back in on this. What are you saying now? You're trying to... What happened to the line?
Steve? Hey, Steve. So we lost the line.
Oh, I'm calling back.
Yeah, you do that, man.
Well, I didn't do anything wrong.
Well... Stephen Bozell with us here on the Phil Henry Show as we talk about the Kim Kardashian photos. Can we get a picture or an example of those photos? This whole show is just started. Okay, Stevie there?
Yes, sir. I'm sorry, but if my line went dead, it might have been you.
Are you on a payphone?
Yes, sir.
How's that possible that line went dead and you're on a payphone?
I don't know. I might have leaned against the little clicker thing.
Why are you on a payphone?
What? Because there are payphones.
Yeah, but why don't you have a cell phone or something like that?
Because I don't have my cell phone with me. I left it in the truck.
So you came into the mall knowing that you were going to be going over to the recycler office and talking to us?
Yes, sir.
And you left your cell phone in the truck?
Yeah, I assumed that there would be payphones.
Were you right?
No, I was not right. I had to walk all the way to the other end of the mall. I thought there'd be a payphone here, and there's actually only two.
Yeah, because most people use cell phones now.
Well, I didn't take that into consideration. I left my cell phone in my truck, assuming that there would be banks and banks and banks of payphones. And then I realized, yeah, there are cell phones, so that's going to cut down on the payphones. But it was too late for me to go back out to my truck. You want to keep busting my balls over it?
All right, Phil, give the guy a break. He's a mental... This guy is bereft of any real common sense. You might as well not pile on. This is like that Bear game the other night when they were piling on the Green Bay Packers.
What are you talking? You say I'm the Bears and Phil's the Packers?
Pretty much. That's the way it sizes it up.
Oh, wow. I mean...
All right, Steve, let's not have a heart attack about this whole thing. All right, so you are duly noted. You have been heard from. You're going to have your little ad there in the Recycler.
It's not an ad. It's an editorial opinion.
Okay, an editorial opinion in the Recycler about how come Kim Kardashian didn't release all the photos, because there must be some photographs of her asshole somewhere in that photo shoot.
Man, the way you say it, Mr. Henry.
Well, yeah, Phil, you're not saying it very respectfully. If you're going to say something about Kim Kardashian's anus, you should say it. And there must be photographs of Kim Kardashian's anus, or make it musical. You're spitting it out as if it's something filthy.
Well, Margaret.
Excuse me, Phil?
Yeah,
What do you mean, yeah, what do you mean, just sing it?
Well, I think I see your point. You say Kim Kardashian's anus is right here on the cover of Newsday, right?
Yeah, okay. Well, Kim Kardashian's photographs are beautiful. You can see her bum, her butt, and her asshole.
You don't see, you say anus.
And her anus. Oh, you guys, I mean, this show started so promisingly and just went straight to hell.
Well, don't blame me, Mr. Andrew, because you can't find news copy or whatever you're doing.
Yeah, that's right, Phil. You take responsibility for you.
I am. I'm taking responsibility.
And you're sorry you yelled.
Well, look, yes, but you know something? This stuff would be far removed from difficult if we have... Forget it.
Yes.
All right, Steve, good luck.
Okay, that's it, huh? I want to review. Did I sound like an ass?
Yeah, you sounded like an ass through the whole thing.
Well, I'd like to
No, you're not going to restart, dude.